San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick continued his protests of the treatment of black Americans last night by once again refusing to stand for the national anthem. He's certainly not the first athlete to conduct a protest like that. In 2003, at the start of the Iraq War, Tony Smith Thompson was a 21-year-old Manhattanville college basketball player in Purchase, New York. Before games, as everyone else rose to sing the national anthem, Smith started turning her back on the flag. Smith Thompson grew up in Washington Heights, and she now works for the New York Civil Liberties Union. She's published an open letter to Colin Kaepernick on Medium.com about his protest. She joins us now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
So what do you think of when you heard about Kaepernick's protest? What came to mind?
I was really nervous. I'm excited and very nervous. I couldn't believe that this was happening again. I kind of didn't expect to ever see this happen again. And I've been anxiously watching it play out and kind of nervous about how it was going to play out. And so I was really excited yesterday to see that one of his teammates, Eric Reed, joined him. And so I have like a newfound hope this morning about kind of how this may play out and what's possible.
And like Kaepernick, your protest actually didn't gain a lot of attention right away. It wasn't until the third game of the season against the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that night, of course, people were shouting at you, some waving flags. And you received death threats, you said in your essay, and you were only 21 years old. Were you prepared at all for any of that?
No, definitely not. I wasn't prepared at all. I wasn't prepared to absorb the negativity or even the outpouring of support. And I also wasn't prepared with talking points. I mean, I wasn't really prepared to articulate my position. I knew that there were injustices. I knew that things weren't right. I knew that saluting the flag didn't feel right for me, but I didn't have the language and the knowledge base to articulate all of that.
And last night, Kaepernick, he was joined by a teammate last night in his protest. And there's a photo of you back during your protest with your back turned, and you're holding hands with two of your teammates, even though they aren't necessarily participating. Did you get much support from your team?
Those were my two teammates that supported me that year. We were very close. Outside of that, there really was not much relationship between me and the rest of my teammates. And they did support me. They supported me very heavily. And I've been asked about that photo because it's clear that they're supporting me, but also not participating in my protest. And so there's a really nice show of solidarity, but also a contrast in their position. And so one of my teammates supported my message and supported my protest. And the other teammate was really adamant that she supported my right to protest. So it was interesting to have these two positions out there.
And given that Colin Kaepernick is probably experiencing a lot of the same things and emotions and things that you were going through during your protest, what advice would you give him? If you could sit down with Kaepernick right now and kind of talk him through this, what would you say to him?
I would say stay the course. I mean, I think he's really solid in his message and what he's out to accomplish. And he's affirmed that he's out to make the country better in a positive way. And he has said that and he's doing it. And we can see that through his actions. We can see that he's already been pushing for these issues before this protest. And more, I would just say to stay true to himself, to not allow this protest to be the only thing that defines him, to still allow himself to be multidimensional, to make mistakes, to still pursue what he wants to pursue after this, and not feel the pressure to live into whatever image is created of him because he's protested in this way.
Do you think that there will be any concrete ramifications of this in terms of policy and things like that, in terms of the actual things that he's protesting?
I really can't say. I hope not. You know, one of the things that have been really disappointed at is that in the last 13 years, we haven't evolved more as a society in our ability to separate our personal preferences from sort of the way of the land. You know, our ability to accept that we can dislike something and it can and should still be allowed. And it's really dangerous. And I think we've seen that in other issues. We've seen that in the rollback of women's right to access abortion and reproductive health care. We've seen that in the persistent violence and discrimination toward Muslims and those who are perceived to be Muslim. Kind of this notion that because I don't like it, you should not be able to have it. And we really need to decide as a country, is that the path we want to go down? You know, and ultimately, if it is, then we should not be saying we're a free society. And ultimately, if we're going down that path, at some point, we are all going to be on the losing side of that.
And of course, the Iraq War for a lot of people is still fresh in our memories, but it still was 13 years ago. It was a different time. Do you think there's any difference between when you protested versus now and Kaepernick's protest?
I do think the atmosphere was different. And when I go back and read some of the articles and the mail that I got then, I am reminded of how thick the atmosphere was, how high the patriotism was, and kind of the need to display patriotism in a way, and that you could not question any of the policies or practices or direction that the government was going in. So I think I may be mistaken, but I think maybe that it's not as thick now as it was then. But now we also have this really important renewed conversation about police accountability and oppression of people of color. And I think that has made the atmosphere equally as thick for Colin, just with a different conversation.
Well, thank you so much. Toni Smith-Thompson works at the New York Civil Liberties Union. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.